Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, John Kowalski. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on April 13th, 2026. Here are the headlines to start your day. Vice President J.D. Vance recently failed at coming to peace terms with Iran as the now month-long war between the United States and the Middle Eastern country stretches on. The U.S. has declared that they will be blocking Iran's ports on Monday, an escalation following the failed peace talks. Northwestern men's tennis did not fare well on their recent West Coast excursion. They ended up leaving the West Coast this weekend after competing against University of Southern California and University of California, Los Angeles, without any wins to their name. Viktor Orban officially lost his seat at the head of Hungary following an election cycle that has seemingly won the opposition party a two-thirds majority. This comes in the wake of a 16-year hold on the country that Orban had, who also notably maintained support from various leaders like Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin. A huge storm is coming across various U.S. islands in the Pacific, with the storm recently having become the strongest currently active on planet Earth. The storm's name is Sin La Ku. Do me a favor, folks, and stay safe out there. That's all for today's Daily Cat from Evanston, Illinois. I'm John Kowalski. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, WNUR.news. You can also listen to these stories live during our next news show tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at WNUR.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you Wednesday for another edition of the Daily Cat and our regular broadcast.